Bible, let's open up to the book of Joshua, chapter number 20. Book of Joshua, chapter 20, and I'll say this while you're turning there. There's a singing, When Jesus Stepped In. And over here on our side, we got to going faster than everybody else. And y'all said that didn't sound good. It may not have, but I want you to know this. We was in a hurry to get to the place where Jesus stepped in.
Yes.
And I like to get to the places in my life. I like to run over the other places, and I like to get to those spots where the Lord stepped in my life. And I hope that'll be that way for you this morning. You pray the Lord help. I really do. Singing done this morning for my soul, what singing's supposed to do, it edified the Savior, and it directed my heart and my mind toward heaven. And I'm thankful for that. You got your Bibles, book of Joshua chapter 20. And usually I like to read just a verse or two, but I feel real impressed. I'm going to read this whole chapter. It's not long, but I want to read the whole thing. Bible says in verse 1, the Lord also spake. I like any time He's talking. Amen. Said, the Lord also spake unto Joshua, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint out for you cities of refuge. Wherefore I spake unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unaware, unwittingly, may flee thither. They shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he that doth flee unto one of those cities shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city, they shall take him into that city unto them and give him a place that he may dwell among them. If the avenger of the blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand, because he smote his neighbor unwittingly, hated him not before time. And he shall dwell in that city until he stand before the congregation for judgment, unto the death of the high priest. That shall be in those days. Then shall the slayer return and come into his own city and unto his own house, unto the city from whence he fled. Said, and they appointed Kadesh in Galilee, Mount Naphtali, and Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and Kirjath Arba, which is in Hebron, in the mountain of Judah. On the other side, Jordan by Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness upon the plain, out of the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth in Gilead, out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan, out of the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities appointed for all the children of Israel. I want you to watch this. He said, and for the stranger that sojourneth among them. I like them next two words. He said that whosoever killeth any person awares might flee thither and not die by the hand of the avenger of the blood until he stood before the congregation. Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you this morning. And to God, I thank you for this time. I thank you for everything that's happened in this church, Lord, up until this point. I thank you, God, that there's been saints of God, Lord, rejoicing around the things of God, and the Lord, particularly around the person of Christ. And to God, I'd ask you for a few minutes of time, that, oh God, you'd give us good liberty to preach the word of God. I pray, Father, that you would bring out what you put in and to help us this morning. I pray that the word of God would find a safe lodging place. And to God, may you remove distractions. God, I pray today that, Lord, that you would, and God, remove any hindrances from the service and to help us, Lord, today. I thank you for, God, what you've shown us in Scripture, and to pray, God, you'd help us now to preach with unction and anointed that nobody can preach without. Father, we love you, Lord. We thank you, and I thank you for the day you helped me. In Christ's name, I humbly beg and ask, amen and amen. I want to go and listen, friend, as you open your Bible and we find this text of Scripture. And no doubt for some, it's very familiar, and to thank God that's so. But maybe for others here this morning, this scripture's not hardly as familiar. I want you to understand what had happened is, as so God had led them out, the Bible said, and he bore the children of eagle on, or bore the children of Israel, rather on eagle's wing. He carried them out of the iron furnace of Egypt, and for 40 years he barreled, and he's about to bring them into the promised land. But oh, friend, listen, I thank God that he brought them out. But I want you to hear me. There was some laws that was given out on Mount Sinai. The Bible teaches us that when the laws was given, and if they was thunderings and lightning, and there was a deep darkness, it was a day of doom and despair. As a matter of fact, on that day, it was 3,000 folks that no longer had they had the law of God no more than one day, and 3,000 of them died under that very law. But oh, listen, friend, I want you to understand, I'm glad for the provisions of God, and I'm glad, thank God, that even when the law was broken, that God had already made a way to be both the justifier and listen and still be just. And so what we find as he's getting ready to bring them into that place, into that homeland, he had already appointed out. And he said, I want you to know, I've got you 6 cities that he has prepared. He said, if there comes a time that anybody should slay somebody unwittingly and unaware, in other words, it could not be a capital murder. It had to be somebody guilty of manslaughter, as if they was felling an axe or felling a tree with an axe, and an axe head came off and it accidentally struck somebody. He said, I've got you a place prepared. He said, I've got you a place. That boy, God got a deal in my heart. I mean, listen, friend, I want you to hear me. Is it not amazing? I never have read in this Bible where God prepared a city for the thieves to go to. If you stole something, thank God your hand got cut off. I never have read, Keith, where it says that God prepared a city for those that are guilty of covetousness. And no, listen, that's not how it worked. I never did read where God had prepared a city for the adulterer, for the adulteress, for the idolater. He never did prepare none of that. He was still under the law. But all for those folks that had committed murder unknowingly, he had prepared for them a place. Amen. And I thought, my goodness, what about a God? He's got to be something to that. He's got to be a reason why there's a God in heaven that had prepared the 6 cities of refuge. And Lord, help us for a minute of time. I want you to listen, friend. I thought about this first of all. I thought about the preparation of those cities. Let me say what it did not say. It did not say that it was just for men, or it was just for women. It doesn't say it's just for boys or just for girls. It does not say it was for the rich or for the poor. Oh, thank God. Listen, I want you to understand. He said that whosoever, amen. He said if the Israelite comes or if it's the stranger, he said it makes no difference. And when they realize what they're guilty of, he said, I've got a place prepared where they can run to. I got to thinking about this. What a blessing that the God of heaven would prepare a place where we could go. God didn't have to. He could have just said, you're guilty and you're on your way to hell. I'm done with you. And that would have been fine. But oh no, that's not God. Amen. I thank God. Listen, and God's so full of mercy and grace, and he prepared us a place that we might run to. Amen. Oh, listen, friend, I got to thinking about the fact that this place was a prepared. It was not an afterthought. And before they had ever got to the land, and God had already told them. He said, I've got 6 places picked out. Amen. Hey, listen, friend, and I want you to hear me. And not only did he prepare it as a place of preparation, but it was a place of revelation. In other words, God had to let you know where it was. Now listen, I got thinking about this. You stay with me and I'll get there. Amen. But here's what I was thinking about. I was thinking about Matt, how on that day God could have said, I've got 6 cities prepared, but I'm not going to tell you where they are. Amen. You just got to guess the best you can. Try to get there the best way you know how. I hope you're in the right one. Amen. But oh, listen today. These folks mixed up in religion. But really, when it comes down to it, he's only two kinds of religion. Hey, somebody who says I got to do something, and somebody who says Christ done it all for me. I want to go on record as saying this. I thank God I'm part of the latter. Amen. And Christ has done it all. He paid it all. Amen. And all the him I owe. Oh, listen, friend, I want you to hear me. I don't want to guess about it. If I'm in that place and I've just found out I'm guilty, I'm a sinner. He's a avenger of blood on my heels. He's getting ready to take my life. I don't want to guess if I'm in the right place. I want to know I'm in the right place. There's a day coming out for everybody here that you're going to die, and I am too. And thank God, I don't want to hope I make it. I don't want to just guess about it. And thank God, I want to know lock, stock, and barrel sure. And before I ever close my eyes, that I'm going to that place. Amen. And thank God, I've got a good promise. And that according to the word of God, it's just that way. I was thinking about this. I want you to listen. And you understand when they went there, there's over 100 cities in this place. And there's somebody no doubt could have said this. He said, well, if I just get to the city in Israel, that'll be good enough. And you know what would have happened to Nathaniel? Amen. The avenger of blood would have got up and have got on their trail and they'd have died. Amen. He could have even said this. And brother man, I thought about it. He said, well, let's get over to the cities of refuge. Let's go over to the Levite cities. They had 48 cities. I'd say any Levite city will do. It won't make no difference. And thank God one way's just as good as another. And that's what Oprah would say. And she'd say, I'll always get to heaven. But I'm going to say this. All roads but Christ lead to hell. Amen. Every one of them, friend. I don't care how good your intentions are. It doesn't matter how good your well-meaning. I want you to hear me and hear me well. And that apart from the Lord Jesus Christ in hell, you'll lift your eyes. Amen. And listen, thank God. It was 48 cities. They say we'll get to any one of them and it'll be just fine. But I want you to listen. 42 cities, that would have got you killed. Amen. But boy, there were six of them. If you got to the right place and you got there in the right time, thank God, thank God. And you could be free from the avenger of blood. I want you to listen, friend. Hey, folks, under the sound of my voice, have you been knowing for some time you're lost on your way to hell and without hope in Christ, and yet you said every service and without concern of how close death really is, and the avenger of blood's on your heels, and the next breath you take, and may take the breath, and may be a breath in hell. And I say this, why stand you in jeopardy this very hour? And why in the world would you keep standing in the same place you are? I'm saying this, thank God. I thank God for the preparation, but I thank God for the revelation. He said, there's six cities. You know, I got to reading about that, and the one thing that really blessed me, it said these are the only six cities that their gates are open all the time. Amen. And boy, thank God, day and night, on the Sabbath and every other time, it said their gates are always open, and there's never a time. And when you come into that place, it's ready to go. I thought, thank God for that. But listen, some folks in here, you're a little faster than everybody else, and some folks are a little slower. You say, preacher, what do I do? Well, thank God for the location of the six cities of refuge. I want you to listen, friend. God prepared them in such a way that nobody was more than one day's journey. You could get there in a day. Behold, now is the time. And thank God, now is the day. I'm glad, friend. If you want to get in, you can get in. Amen. Oh, yes. I got thinking about those cities and the location of them. I thought about how that the Lord in His sovereignty puts those things. And the Bible says they were six. And the Brother Tanner, this one thing that blessed my soul. And thank God, listen, if I was building them, I'd have put six cities on the west side of Jordan where everybody who was obedient went in. And they followed the Lord. They went into Canaan land, honey. But that's not what the Lord done. He put three on that side. But then He put three, Donnie, on the other
other side, over there where the Bible says that Reuben and Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh was, on the other side where the disobedient was. I thought, thank God, listen, there was some folks, they was real close to the city of refuge, and there was some folks, they was full 30 miles away. But thank God, listen, if you was going to get inside, it doesn't matter how close you was, how close is not good enough. Amen. These folks, thank God, sitting under preaching every single service, every single time, and they're so close to the city of refuge. But this is not the city, amen. Amazing grace is not where it's at. If you're going to get in, you'll have to get in Christ, amen. Oh, listen to me. I want you to hear me. I thought about this. He put three on one side, and he put three on the other. Ain't it just like the Lord to reach out to those that are close and also reach out to those that are far away? Oh, we only reach out to those that are close, don't we, amen? But not Christ. I read this, it's blessed my heart. It said all six of the cities are set up on a hill so that when you're running in a valley, you can see where they're at. Oh boy, I'm telling you, that got to getting on me. And I got to thinking, I thought, I know a place like that. I know a place, thank God, where whenever the sinners find out that they're guilty of murdering somebody, they didn't know. Some folks don't know they're guilty of it. They sit under preaching, and they don't know what they're guilty of. But I want you to understand, as far as God's concerned, it was your sins that put his son on the cross. You are guilty, amen. As far as God's concerned, you are charged with the murder of his son. And you say, preacher, I didn't mean to. And God knew it, amen. He said, I didn't intend to. And God knew it, amen. And so that's why he did not provide a city for a thief or for a covetous, but he prepared a city for the manslayer. And so when you realize what you are, you run to Christ. Amen. You run to him. You remember whenever you realized what you was? When God came by your way and you realized that it wasn't just a good man that died that day. It wasn't even just God. I've been knowing it's been God my whole life.
Yeah, buddy.
I mean, Brother Pap, I've been knowing it's been the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God's only son. I've been knowing that my whole life. I want you to understand something. These folks that sit in service after service, and the same kind of belief they have is the same kind of belief that the devil has. Yeah. Bible says the devil believes and trembles, but he has no affection for God. He has no love for Christ. Hey, listen, he knows he's more real than you do. Amen. Yeah. He's seen him in all of his glory, and you ain't. Yeah. But thank God he knows he's real. Yeah. But simply knowing about him will not get you in. Amen. Yeah. These folks sat in the service after service, quote the Bible, they know it in their mind, they can pray, they can dress up, they can sing, they can do all those things, but when it comes down to right here, boy, they have never really looked at God and said, I'm the one, I'm the reason that he died. It was my sins that killed the Son of God. But oh, what a happy day it is when you find out. Listen, now don't nobody get lost on me right here. I wish some of you would get lost. Let me say it like that. But I want to give you two good things. Just bless my heart. I don't speak Hebrew and I don't speak Greek. I barely speak English. Amen. And I was thinking about this the other day. I got to reading up what the Avenger of Blood meant. I got to looking it up in the old language. You know what it said? It said that the word is Goel, G-O-E-L. And I thought, boy, I've heard that word before somewhere. And that word Goel means the avenger of blood. It means, Brother Doug, that's the one that's chasing you. It's the one that's saying, if I get a hold of you, then you're in trouble. Yeah. But then I finally dawned on me by the help of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. I remembered where I read that word before. Yeah. I read it over in the book of Ruth. And when it was talking about the kinsman redeemer, that uses the same word, the Goel. And I thought, thank God, thank God. And you know what happened, Brother Wayne? And the same one that's after you, and the same one that's bringing judgment, and the same one that's bringing justice, if you'll just stop where you're at and run to him, he'll no longer be the avenger of blood. He'll be your kinsman redeemer. Amen. Oh, thank God. I was trying to run from him. Run from him. I'm thankful for the day I ran to him. Now listen, look here. Some of you reading the Bible, but what it says they ought to flee. That word means to run swiftly. I got to thinking about this. I want you to listen to me just for a second. I got to thinking about the illumination of that way. You know what I got reading this? Bless me. I'm telling you, this got on me. That said that whenever you'd come to the crossroads and you get down there, said that they wanted to make sure that whoever was running knew which way to go. Oh, listen. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
It said the old Levites, Jacob, it said it was their responsibility.
Yeah.
And it said they'd build big signs.
Yeah.
And they had to make sure that they ran good.
Yeah.
And it said it would point to the nearest city of refuge.
Yeah.
And tell you how far it's gone. That's pretty good, amen.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, ain't it, brother?
Yeah.
But oh, I'll tell you what else I got to reading about it. And Brother Tanner, it said at every intersection, it said there was a runner that would stand there.
Yeah.
And he just waited for some sinner to come up. And when he saw him running, he'd say, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He'd say, I'm going to the city of refuge.
Yeah.
And the avenger of blood's behind me.
Yeah.
And you know what it was his job to do? It was his job to run with him.
Yeah.
And to make sure nobody got him. And before he got where he's going.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, thank God. I'm glad that I can go back to a night at the sweet Holy Ghost of God. And came to where I was, and pointed to where Christ was, and said, I'll do you one better than that. I'll take you all the way. Amen. You remember that night? Oh, listen, when he escorted you in, I read about this. It said that they had to make sure the Levites, they had to make sure the way and the signs read right. But boy, this got me. I'm telling you, help me, Jordan. Had said they had to make sure that the way was straight and that there was no way they could miss it. I'll tell you what our responsibility is as born again believers.
Yeah.
I don't want my life to be in such a way that if you followed my footsteps, it would lead you any other way except to the city of refuge. Amen. That's my responsibility. And to keep the roots out. And to keep the debris out. They said they would walk the trail every day. Them old Levites would. How to make sure there's nothing anybody could trip over. They didn't want nothing to get in their way. And when they are running for that city, and when there's a heading on their journey, they said get everything out of the way that they might get there. We ought to get some cell phones out of the way, and we ought to get some pocketbooks out of the way, and we ought to get some notes out of the way, and we ought to get some bathroom breaks out of the way, and we ought to get whatever would hinder the service out of the way. Amen. They could get there. Oh, listen. Well marked, well made. It was well maintained. Now I thought about this. I want you to hear me. That fella's on the track. He's a runner that's running with him. They're running uphill to get to the city of refuge. And they walk up, and the door they find's wide open. Fella's maybe been running for 30 miles, and he's out of breath. And the avenger of blood's closing in. And you know, I got thinking about this. It'd help a lot of Baptists, Brother Savage. Hey, listen, whenever he walked from, when he walked through one door and in the other, I mean, you just understand that. Thank God there was a gate. And on this side of the door, if the avenger of blood got him, he was a dead man.
Yeah.
But boy, one step on the other side of the door.
Yeah.
I mean, thank God, one place. And just one step, I see that fella running in. And when he steps across the door, he don't feel anything. And they don't say, hey, did you feel that electric bolt run through your body? And say, no, I don't feel nothing. But I see the old avenger of blood. And when he gets to the door, he stops right at the door. And they say, what's happening? They say, he's safe on the inside. And you know what happened right then? He was peace and relief. and said, oh, I knew I was guilty. But thank God, and God prepared a place that I could run to. I'm saying this, friend, in the Old Testament, there were six cities, but then I find the seventh city of refuge. There's not many of them no more. There's only one. Amen. I don't know where you stand this morning, but I can tell you this for sure. If you stand without Christ, and the Avenger of Blood's on your heels, it don't matter how many vacation Bible schools, it don't matter how many songs you sung, I'm telling you, without Christ, in hell you'll lift your eyes. But I got good news, good news. And thank God the Lord Jesus Christ came and went up on Calvary's hill and paid my debt, opened up the door and said, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Amen. Amen. Say, preacher, how'd I get in? I just go through the door, I think. He said, anybody tried to go any other way, they're thieves and they're robbers.
Right.
And I'll tell you what they'll find out. They'll find out any other way might feel good for a season, and it might look good for a season. I want you to hear me and hear me well. Apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, without apology, without apology, he didn't even have to make one door. Bill, he didn't have to open one way for us, but he opened up one. He declared it. He revealed it. It's a well-made way. Nothing wrong with it. Never found a reason to repair it. It's as good as it's ever been.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the question. Anybody in this room guilty today? Anybody been in that place where you found out that you're the one? You're the one. I'm not, look up here at me. Don't, some of you are going to get offended at this. But it's not in the butterflies in your stomach. I've read that Bible. I've read it cover to cover a few times. And I've never one time read one verse where it says, now listen, when your mouth gets dry, your heart beats fast, and butterflies are in your stomach, it's time to get saved. But I'll tell you what it does teach me. Holy Ghost conviction. When he comes, Nathaniel, he'll reprove you of your sin. He'll say, thou art the man. Thou art the woman. Listen to me, friend. When the Holy Ghost puts his finger on your heart, and you know it's you, you ought to run.
Yeah.
I've cleared my heart. Stand to your feet.